Good morning. It is 9:09 here on the Mighty 690. We do have a few scattered showers around northeast Oklahoma, basically along and east of Highway 75 between 75 and 169. Joining us here in studio, we have Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Hi. Doing good.
Fantastic. So we've really dodged a bullet for the most part for a lot of our weekend events, you know, at least kind of get the morning off before
right.
we get some of these pop-up showers.
It's been going nonstop. Every time we think we're going to hit summer and then more rain.
Yeah, more rain. That's right.
But everything is so green. I had someone visiting our area, came in our bank the other day, and they're like, I love this part of the state. They're like, every time we drive through here, we're just like, oh, it's green everywhere. I'm like, well, it doesn't last, but we love it. We
yes,
love it. So
yes,
it's beautiful.
We sure do.
Well, we had business over breakfast this morning, a very packed house again, a lot of good announcements. So I'm just going to jump right in. So we started off with our sponsor, which was Montgomery County Action Council. And first, they shared a little bit about who they are and what they do. So if you don't know much about them, they are the economic development organization for our county. So they work on recruiting and retaining businesses and expanding the tax base. One of the things that they also do is they are partnering basically, they're an office for the Small Business Development Center out of Pittsburgh. And so they also help with small businesses on everything from financing to how to start your business. They've even helped me with some stuff. So really a great resource. But two things that they announced today. Number one, we are excited. I was actually a part of this and excited that they're able to do this. We're bringing a group of site selectors to Southeast Kansas. They're going through lots of different counties, but we were able to convince them to come to our county and just spend a couple hours learning a little bit about what we have to offer. So site selectors basically are kind of like the middleman between big manufacturers that are looking at different places to move and then, of course, the local cities. So we have 20 of those coming, and hopefully we'll be able to get some deals going. So also, one of the things that they do is they have been working on a young professionals group. They call it the Fun Professionals Group because sometimes they have just all kind of ages show up. But one thing that they do is every month they do pickleball. And so they're going to be doing another little pickleball, I don't know if you want to call it tournament or just having some fun. But that'll be June 21st at the new courts. Speaking of those, I think I mentioned it last time, but they're just gorgeous. Every day up there is packed. It's just crazy how I'm like, what did we do before? I don't know. But
it's amazing. The need was there, I guess.
It was there. So. It was 100% there. So, yeah, they're packed all the time. So, yeah, save the date for June 21st. So we also had the city of Coffeyville come and talk a little bit about electric and fiber. So one of the things that I guess I didn't realize, it was interesting. The city's always been kind of trying to grow the fiber here in the area. But this past year, they said, you're not just making this a little hobby, you know, add a few in here and there. We really want citywide fiber internet. And so they've got much of it built out now. They're still working on some pockets of areas, but this is great because, especially if you don't want to go with another name of internet provider that, but somebody here local that you can use, you know, our own city. And so they've got packages from like $50 clear up to like $150, depending on how fast you want your internet and how much you want. So that's growing. And then he talked a little bit about the electric. So some of you may have noticed a little increase in the bill. One thing that was really interesting. So industry-wide, I guess electric rates are going up across the United States. Some of that due to those data centers that we're starting to see taking a lot of electricity. But on average, Chris told us today that there's been a 5% increase across the U.S. A lot of this comes from the cost of their wholesalers. So the increase that we had here in the city was because their wholesaler increased the rates. And so then they have to pass it on to us. So it was just interesting to learn a little bit about that. So, okay, we had lots of other great announcements. Sonic, today is 99-cent corn dog day. So this is your day. Go out, get them cheap. You With prices of food so high these days, you can't eat out, and you definitely can't for 99 cents. So stop by Sonic. And then they also said they, for summer, they've opened up their hours, and on the weekends, they're open till midnight, which I had no idea. So if you have a late night, you know, hunger snack, stop by Sonic. CCC Summer Theater has kicked off, and the theater is going to be the 19th through the 20th, and it's on 15 Reasons Not to Be in a Play. I can't wait to see what this is about. But that is going on, so the Kids Summer Theater, I love that they do this every year. So, Keisha from KFAN was there today, and starting in July, they're going to kick off a big fundraiser. A lot of nonprofits in our area have lost grants over the past couple years, and so they're trying to be creative in other ways to fill those needs. And so they're going to do this fundraiser, and this all the funds will be going to food and services for families in need. So she's supposed to be giving us some more details, but be looking for KFAN and the announcement on that coming soon. Okay, some other announcements. Well, first of all, just a shout out to our June Business Spotlight of the Month, which is Westlake Hardware. They've been in the community for many years, and we really just appreciate everything they do. Okay, lots of events like you were talking about this weekend. This weekend is a very busy one. So, of course, kicking off first thing in the morning, we got the auction. And I did notice a few more things show up, but it hasn't filled up in here.
I know. We're trying to keep it at bay.
You're like, it can't come in my office. No, it's going to be great. We're excited. So that'll kick off in the morning. There's also the Brian Knisley Memorial Derby, and that'll be at Walter Johnson Park. It's also the NATO Golf Classic, so they're gearing up for another year. And then finally, we'll kick off the cruise nights that'll be going on this summer. So lots going on this weekend. But looking ahead into the calendar further, we have Juneteenth celebration, which of course will be on June 19th. We have two golf tournaments coming up. The Interstate Fair and Rodeo will be on the 13th. And a Father's Day tournament at Hillcrest on the 14th. Also on the 13th is the Coffeyville Aviation Fly-In. I meant to ask if this was the second year or the third year they were doing it.
I think it's at least the third.
Okay. I know they used to do it for years and years, and then they stopped, but now they brought it back. So that'll be going on the 13th. The Legends Classic Livestock Show is the 19th through the 21st. It's a $25 entry fee, and I know they've got cattle, swine, sheep, and goat entries this year. And then coming up on Saturday, June 20th, is the Carter Automotive Car Show, and that's at Cedar Bluff Camp. It's a free family event, and I know they've got concessions, vendors, drinks. They have tomahawk axe throwing. It's always fun. And then, of course, all kinds of awards for best to show and everything. So that'll start registration at 9 o'clock, and then they'll have awards at 1 p.m. And I know it's also kind of a fundraiser for Cedar Bluff Camp as well. So that'll be going on. The library has so much going on in the summertime. Of course, they kick off their summer reading program, so they have several of that. But then they also do STEM camps all summer long. Let's see today. We just missed the one earlier that was the comic book workshop. That was on the 2nd. But then coming up, Mad Villains Lab is the 3rd and 4th, and that's at 10 a.m. Then the 16th through the 18th, it's Lego 3D City. So that'll be also at 10 a.m. And these are for 8 and up. So let's see what else. And then Sewing Basics, that is an adult one, and that's June 16th through the 18th. So just a couple, but definitely reach out to the library, check out their Facebook page or website, but they'll have a list of all the camps that'll be coming up. So busy thing at the library all summer long. Okay, as always, just a reminder to all the details, the times, the registration, everything can be found at the Chamber Community Calendar. Couple of highlights I wanted to share this week from around our community and our members. The Edna Masonic Home is partnering with a local healthcare organization to offer free cancer screenings. So that'll be June 20th. And really just a great example of organizations working together, but just a wonderful resource for our community. So I love that. And I'm sure you guys probably did a story on this one, but congratulations to Coffeyville native Kylie Jarman, who was part of the historic Indy 500 victory team this year. So love it when I get to see local talent go on to the national stage, and that's great to see. And we talked about the pickleball courts. Never mind. But I love them. I'm so excited about them. Couple things from our members. So Nutritionville released its summer menu. So they have everything from like Mermaid Punch to Sunshine Mom. So one of my favorite places. I love to go there. And then the Stitching Barn is offering all kinds of classes this summer. But one of them is a quilting opportunity for 4-H members. You have to schedule by June 15th. The owner, she's out by Edna, and also owns a company called the Kitchen Foundation on 101. So I'll be sharing more about their events, and I hope to bring her in to visit here on the air, because such a unique, wonderful business, and I'd love to share it with everybody. So, Class LTD wanted us to remind everybody that they offer basically workforce solutions for your business. So it could be a one-time project, a short-term. They can do like assembly, for example. They do document shredding. They think they call it eco shred. But you know, if you're just, we use them for mailers sometimes, but just a great resource to have that helps your business. And of course it helps those individuals. And finally, before a couple chamber announcements, this was kind of interesting. The Coffo Country Club opens up its course to the public, and that'll be beginning June 9th on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So if you want to try out a different course and you're not a member, go check them out. It's $100, and that gives you 2 rounds of golf with a cart. Tee time is required, and they do have some limited cart access, but that's wonderful to be able to experience another golf course. Do we have 4 or 5 in our region? I think we have 5.
Quite a few. I mean, you got Caney, Independence, the couple in Coffeyville. So, yeah.
Yeah. Does Cherryville have one?
It's a good question. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not a golfer.
I want to learn. So, but no, that's awesome. If you are currently looking for employment or know someone who is, be sure to check out the Chamber Job Board. This week, they are featuring evidence and property technician position. It's with the city of Coffeyville. But I also know Coffeyville Community College, CRMC, and Triple D Plumbing also have job openings. So check out our job board to find out what's open. And that is just a sample of what's happening around Coffeyville this week. But I wanted to wrap up with one final thing, which we talked about at Business Over Breakfast, but I wanted to share with the audience. And that is the Leadership Coffeyville class is coming up. So that kicks off in August, goes through December, and you meet every other week for about a half day. So really, it's not a huge time commitment, but we've got applications right now, and it's just a great opportunity. It's not just sitting in a classroom, as you know, as a graduate. So this really, you get a behind-the-scenes look at Coffeyville. You get to meet local leaders, you get to tour businesses and organizations, and of course, grow your leadership skills. One thing that people tell us every time, whether they are brand new or they've been here their whole life, they're like, I didn't know that. I learned something new. I had no idea about Coffeyville. So you learn a lot. Plus you get connections with all kinds of people. So you have a network with people. But really it's just a great program. And I wrote a quote down today because I hear this a lot. Someone should do something about that. If you've ever said that, then this can help you become that person that can do something. So this is a chance to like find out what the challenges are in Coffeyville and be a part of the solution. And even if you're not, I also wrote down that this is good if you maybe know someone, then you're like, I think they'd be great in that. Because sometimes some of the best leaders just need someone to see their potential before they do. So encourage someone to apply. Applications are open, and we need to get those in as soon as possible. Deadline is coming up. So I think that was all I had. Like I said, though, we had a community calendar that we printed, and it was 3 pages long. So a lot going on in June in Coffeyville. So check it out.
Fantastic. Well, Candy, always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Great update there. And we look forward to another chat next week.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. That's Candy Westbrook here with the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And on the way next, we'll have more open line. We also have some tickets to give away here for the Brian Knisley Memorial Derby. So that is all on the way here on KGGF.